cleared it, built it, and done everything today. It's impossible to go out there right now. It's totally impossible to go out there and change the road grades right now. I just tell you, they might as well just shut down the subdivision, that part of it. Because you'd have to tear out every water line, every power line, every sewer line, every curb. Everything that's been done would come out, and you'd start from scratch again. You know, when the plat was originally approved, that's when they should have said something, in my opinion, at that time on there. How that didn't happen, I can't honestly say. I wasn't involved with that. You're at the point now where you're almost stuck. To answer your question, you really are. We either complete the subdivision as it was submitted on there, as the others are, and get it wrapped up, or I can't honestly say damn what to do after that. I mean, it's just, you're at that spot right now. Am I answering your question? The roads, 15 to 20%, those are steep, but they are drivable. It is steep at 34%. I'll agree with that. There's short stretches there that are at 34. There's a lot of stretches that are not on there. I can go through different phases and find the same thing out there. And I know that's not the concern now, but a precedent was kind of set, in my opinion. Am I kind of answering your question a little bit?
I think just when we look at it, I mean, obviously we update or amend things for the betterment of everybody, for the safety of everybody. I mean, that's the idea behind us.
Right, so, I agree. It's just hard once it started.
It is. I mean, sometimes there's no good answer.
Yeah, I mean, I should have blasted 30 feet deeper and filled 50 feet deeper, you know.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions for anybody? Would you like to amend your motion?
So are we wanting to amend the motion to allow for the cost estimate to come from Boyce, Tom Boyce's company, and also to accept that the grades would be greater than 15%.
Then you still want to include the other requirements?
I definitely want to include item 4.
Okay. And are you proposing that as a motion?
I am proposed as an amended motion.
I will second that amended motion. Any additional discussion on the amended motion?
None for me.
Like to vote by roll call? I would like to vote by roll call on this.
Okay. Do you want me to call the... Sorry.
Yes,
Dan Boone?
Yes, approve.
Howard Kitchen?
In favor, yes.
Tony Mullen?
Yeah, I'd like to deny that.
So it is not approved since we...
Correct.
Okay. So the developer's appeal was not approved because we did not get a quorum to approve the application. Yes.
What was item 4 that you guys were discussing? Is that the performance bond?
Yes.
You realize that's not just for phase 12, but that's for the entire independent subdivision?
We only can vote on the application for phase 12.
Because, I mean, I'm just telling you that item included the entire subdivision.
And the stop work order included the entire development. Without a performance guarantee that encompasses the entire development, the existing homeowners are shafted.
The only thing that we can vote on is the appeal on the stop work order, which is what we did. Mm. We voted to deny the appeal to remove the stop work order, which was brought before us tonight.
Okay.
We don't have the authority or anything else brought before us to change anything else. Just that one vote.
That remains a legal obligation that is unfulfilled right now by the developer.
I understand that, but the only thing that we were to vote on tonight was the appeal to remove the stop work order. And I understand the other concerns.
Yeah, well,
I certainly do. I understand the developer's concerns. I understand the homeowner's concerns. And hopefully it's something that could get resolved. And unless there's any other comments, that's it, guys.
Thank you.
I didn't really either. I may have to come back to this one. She says me.
Do we have minutes in here to approve?
We do, but I was going to let them go. We've got the minutes for new business, but I
didn't want to go over that. I just didn't see the minutes.
They were at the very end.
Thank you. There we go. Yep. Okay.
Appreciate it.
You'll be there in the morning?
You bet.
See you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and conclude. Review the minutes from the December 21st meeting.
Read the minutes and would make a motion to approve as presented.
Second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Ashley, any old or new business?
The only other business I have, I think everyone's aware, I have accepted another position, and this will be my last Board of Adjustment meeting. At this point, we don't have anything on the agenda for February, so at this point, the next meeting will likely be March.
Okay.
So it has been a pleasure, in all sincerity, working with everybody. And likely in the interim time period, Scott Sterrett will probably be handling any meetings that should occur. But my hope is by March that a decision's made by then. So,
what is our follow-up from tonight? Do we have any?
Basically, they do have the ability to request a rehearing or reconsideration. They would have to show that they have new evidence. What I normally do is the staff will actually send them the decision of record, and in that we'll tell them what options they have, that they do have the option to request a rehearing or reconsideration.
Or they can appeal and to the state court.
And they can appeal to the circuit court.
They have to come back to us one time before they go to circuit court.
Normally you're correct. Normally if they took it directly to circuit court, and in many instances they would indicate that they hadn't taken every administrative remedy.
Okay.
So
this one I just don't know how to fix. They've already sold those lots, so they can't reroute the road.
Yeah.
There's just no good solution here.
It's a tough one. Yes.
Unfortunately, the gentleman that did all that has passed away. That's just...
It is.
Well, I think from some of the stuff that we've heard from Bob, the non-compliance in law.